Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Hi. Are you the watch company for the, what do I say? I can't say that name. The Viva Watch?
So I do actually work for a third-party contact center, and we do service a wide range of merchants. However, if you provide me with your zip code, I am able to populate your account.
I don't think I have accounts, but we just had that watch about 3 months ago. We have some questions regarding the bill.
Okay, so if you got a bill for a product, that means you definitely would have an account with that company. If you can provide me with your zip code, I'll be more than happy to take a look.
78729.
And your first and last name?
My first name is Heng Wang. The last name is YU.
Okay, you say your first name is?
Heng Wang, H-A-N-G-U-A-N-G.
And what was the last name?
Last name is Y-U.
Okay. And for security purposes, can you please provide me with your address?
13137 Torrendo Drive. Austin, Texas, 78729.
Okay. So I do see here that you have the Vibe watch. That you signed up for on December the 23rd, paying $5.97, that is for the shipping and handling. What you signed up for was a 14-day free trial for that product, and it has to be canceled, and the watch would have to be canceled and returned on or before that 14th day. If not, then you are charged the full price for that product. There's not a reoccurring charge on this account. Now, let me ask you this, Ms. Yu. Did you file a dispute for that watch?
Yeah, because the watch is broken already. I called the company, say either you can replace one or something. You refused. You didn't. And so I never used that watch. Just, this watch is already broken, not working at all.
Yeah, I see that you called in saying that the USB cord.
That's why you're charging me the whole money. We don't want it. We want to return it.
Okay. Now, I definitely understand that you would like to do a refund, a return. However, seeing as though the account is in a dispute with your bank, it actually caused the account to go blacklisted, meaning that we would not be able to do anything on the account. Everything going forward for that particular transaction, you will have to go through your bank because you have already filed a dispute against our company. So your bank actually kicks us out. So even if you were to return the watch back to us, we wouldn't be able to provide you with a refund because we've been blacklisted away from your account.
What do you mean?
Because you filed
because
a dispute.
The credit card, you charged me again.
No, ma'am, we only charged you. Give me just a moment. Okay, thank you so much for holding with me. Whenever you have an issue, Ms. Yu, with a merchant, you definitely should reach out to that merchant first, especially about the refund for that full price of that watch. Excuse me, because once you begin a dispute against our company, your bank blacklists us, meaning we're not able to access your account in any way that's to take funds nor to deposit funds into the account. So going forward, because the account is charged back, you do have to go through your bank with any transactions that you would want to do pertaining to that $59.97.
What do you mean? $59.97, you already charged? If you already received it, you should return to me. I can return the
no,
watch.
No, ma'am, Miss Hughes.
Because the watch is not working. It's like I don't know, say, I said, oh, it's a free stuff. It's bad. It's not working at all.
No, ma'am, Miss Hughes. What I'm saying here, I see you called in on January the 5th complaining of the USB cord not working, and they did inform you that you are able to purchase a USB cord from the store to charge the watch. That's the only record we have of malfunctioning. That's the only records that we have of malfunctioning with that watch. However, again, because you did sign up for a 14-day free trial for that watch, and you did not call and cancel that trial and or send the watch back within the time span that you should have send it back, then you know we're not able, and then you do not have the warranty on the watch, so we're not able to replace the watch. And then on next to that, you have already filed a dispute against our company with your bank. Therefore, anything that pertains to that $59.97 charge has to go through your bank now. It's out of our hands. There is nothing that we can do for your account once you have filed a dispute against our company. So if you're attempting to get a refund back for the watch, you will definitely have to contact your bank now because you filed a dispute against our company with your bank. Your bank has taken over that account.
You mean if I call my bank, we can return the watch for you?
You cannot return the watch, ma'am. For one, it's well over the 30-day limit, the 30 days for you to be able to return the watch back because you got the watch in December. If the watch was malfunctioning and you had issues with it, you would have had to return it within 30 days.
But when we first called you, you didn't say that.
Okay, because when you called in, you complained that the charger was not working. And the representative informs you that you are able to purchase a basic USB cord from the local store to charge.
You told me we can buy the charger from the Walmart in the local store. I went to Walmart. I didn't see it.
Okay, so I'm not certain, ma'am, as to what occurred with that, but I do see here that you called in and they did advise you that you are able to go into a local store and get a USB port, which is the charger that would match the watch that you have, Miss Yu. And if you were still not satisfied after you went and looked for that charger, then you were at that point in time, you were still able to call back in to return the watch. However, it has been 4 months now, Ms. Yu. We're not able to take a return back after 4 months. And then, again, your account has been blacklisted, meaning that we're not able to do anything to your account at this point. Anything that goes from this 50, anything that's pertaining to the $59.97, you do have to go to your bank for, okay?
Okay.
All right, Miss G. Well, it was definitely my pleasure to assist you today, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.